We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hi, Susan joins us now, and thank you for the call, Nick. Forget it. I don't want to talk about Angel. He's behind the plate tonight, so be it. Tell me, what was your takeoff last night? Just tell me what you saw. You were down there at the end of the game. You were down in the locker room last night. You're down there in the dugout. The game ends. What did you see last night?
Well, I just came from doing the manager show for today, so I gave it a time to ask Aaron Boone again, and they all swear I didn't see that Severino was not there. He looked like he had plenty of time.
He
had plenty of time. He even had batters. It was raining. Maybe he went out in plenty of time. Though you can take people's words. You know, Aaron Boone just said, no, should have said, no, what are you talking about?
Well, we're going to blame Ross on this. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Well, here's the other thing that I want everybody to know, because I've been listening to the station all day. If Luis Severino is tipping his pitches, it just didn't happen yesterday. Larry Rothschild and everyone in that place has been looking at film and they can't find anything. And it's not just Rothschild. And if everybody says, well, Rothschild should have said, there is nothing that Larry Rothschild leaves uncovered.
Coach.
This is not Larry Rothschild's fault.
It's a terrific pitching coach. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's utterly. Now, the one thing that Aaron did last night was Aaron tried to stretch his starting pitch when he didn't have anything.
Okay, this is what he thought. It was the bottom of the order. He thought Severino could get through that with no damage. I asked him because Jack Green was up, and I'm figuring a strikeout pitcher right there would be better. He thought he wanted Lynn for the righties at the top. He was going to bring in Chad Green in the middle where the lefties are because he gets lefties out as well as righties, and it didn't work out. Now, to go back with all of that, we can nitpick about Boone, and maybe he shouldn't have had Severino start that fourth inning.
He shouldn't have, but he tried to protect his bullpen for tonight.
That's exactly right, because you got CeCe. If he goes once through, maybe three and a half innings or three or four innings, then you got that bullpen. The other thing you got to remember, Severino, we want him to be Verlander. He's not. Yet. He might be. I understand that, but I think a lot of people don't. And I think Severino, and if you don't think he's got a tired arm, this kid who's 23 or 24, who's never pitched this amount of innings in his life, all of a sudden is asked to, he wants to be the ace. He tries to be the ace. If you've got a tired arm,
you have to learn to pitch with a tired arm, which is what guys do when they're experienced. They learn how to pitch when they don't have their best stuff.
That's exactly right. And I heard people talking about he used the changeup too much. Well, he used the changeup because he had no fastball come in, and they're trying to get somebody out. And that's what they had to do. You got to look at it all. It was not his night.
People make such a big deal out of the number of runs scored. Hey, as I said, 19-8. Game 3, 2004, I was there that night in Fenway. Saturday night, the Yankees beat him 19-8 and didn't win another game in the series.
So,
we all know how things change. It's tomorrow's pitcher. That's baseball. It doesn't matter if you lose 3-2 or 16-1. Means nothing the next day.
And obviously, a couple of changes that Aaron Boone has made are really interesting. And they can Andrew McCutchen takes the
automatic,
seat.
Automatic for Gaudy. Plus, he has good numbers against the hitter, too.
And he does against Porcello.
Yeah.
Automatic. He's got really good and is a better fielder at this point in his career.
No question.
So you've got Gardner, Hicks, and Judge. And you have Walker, who Aaron Boone is saying is a lefty, but he's in there because defense.
CeCe doesn't want him to mess up in the field. It would bother CeCe. And CeCe needs the out, too. If it's first and second and you don't make the play at third base, you got a big inning. And that's why he went to Walker. But I think Walker also, you know, Andohan hasn't hit in the series yet.
No, he hasn't.
And he might be pressing a little bit. He's a kid.
I think both kids are pressing. It's the postseason. They've never done this before.
Absolutely. I think it's a good insertion. I do.
Now, CeCe's got really good numbers with this home plate umpire, but they get into it. These two, Angel and CeCe, this is going to be something.
Angel's got a temper, right?
Yeah. No, he does. And you know what bothered me about Angel last night, besides the fact that he sued Major League Baseball?
because
they thought it was discrimination that he wasn't promoted.
Joe's discriminating
right,
against
exactly.
Yes.
But the only, you know, there he is behind the plate. That's absolutely something he does.
Right.
He has
in game four of Yankee Red Sox.
Guys will tell you he holds grudges. He's
right.
got a quick, throw people out.
Right.
And he's not. There are some people that maybe shouldn't be home plate umpires.
He's
I can
one.
Give you a couple.
He's got rabbit ears. There's no question. And they're going to be on him tonight from the dugout. That'll be a scene.
Well, maybe he needs to atone, and maybe he'll have a good game tonight because he.
The bottom line is, you know, it's funny, and you know this, they were killing the Red Sox in Boston after game two.
Killing.
Right. You know, this team's a paper tiger. It's not a real team, blah, blah, blah. They went out and responded. Give them credit. Their guys went out and they responded. And they're the type of team, they're a little bit more like the old Yankee teams used to be, where they'll beat you with 100 singles.
100 different ways.
And they'll beat you with their running game. They'll beat you. And they're going to bunt on CeCe tonight. He's better be ready for
it. Yes, they are.
And
he's going to get angry, and either he responds or he doesn't. Now, there's something interesting that people don't get. This. Everybody said, well, Sevy was so great against Oakland. Okay, he was good against Oakland. Oakland is not the Red Sox.
No.
Oakland does not put the bat on the ball
at
98 miles.
Bat.
Nope, they can do anything. If they can't hit the ball out of the park, they'll single you to death.
Absolutely.
They'll first to third you to
Betts
death.
Betts is a great player. Benintendi kills the Yankees. Betts is a great player. Martinez is a tremendous player. The guys at the top of that lineup, the tremendous
Well, but
players.
how about Alex Cora, what he did last night, bringing in Holt and Vasquez and what they did, and Brock Holt had the night of his life down there.
He did.
You know,
I didn't know it had a cycle in the history of baseball.
Isn't that something?
But it's a rare event. It really is a cycle.
And in the playoffs, he had never had one.
Yeah, one's ever had one in the playoffs. No one.
He's the kind of guy, actually, that you actually root for because he's one of these guys that gets overlooked.
And he made a great play in the field
He's
last
a
night,
really
too.
Good fielder.
Yeah, he did.
He can play anywhere. He can play all over the outfield, anywhere in the infield. And
but that team's good. They won 109 games.
They
showed up last night.
And if they get any kind of pitching, they're very difficult to beat. Now, Porcello, the Yankees have beaten him before. Eovaldi, nobody has touched since he's put on a Red Sox uniform. Gary Sanchez told me, actually, the third time around, he broke out a sinker. And he said nobody, and everybody's standing there looking
Ball
at
is
it.
Good.
He
he's
was very,
good
very good.
He's got really good stuff.
So if they get any kind of pitching, they can score runs.
I think the Yankees will hit Porcello.
I do, too.
All right. Do you think it's, if Hap doesn't get in the game tonight, which, you know, once you get past the third inning, you probably won't. Do you think it's Hap for sure in Game 5, or do you think it's Tanaka in Game 5?
Oh, I would think it's Hap.
He could pitch Tanaka if he wanted to.
Well, he could. I would pitch Hap.
I wouldn't get... See, people lose confidence after one game. I wouldn't worry about Hap.
Well,
I think Hap would be fine.
I have a question. Hap, actually, we all thought, and I think, and I don't know this, but I think Hap thought he was pitching the wild card game. So that's a couple days before. Sometimes, I mean, these are people. These are not little computer printouts.
Well, everything led to Hap pitching the wild card game.
But he thought, I'm sure he thought he was. And maybe that messed him up a little bit.
Maybe.
He's a human being. I would trust Hap.
He knows what he's doing.
And
I would trust Tanaka, too. I trust either one of them. I think they're both veteran guys. I think they'll both be good in that spot. I think the Yankees will play well in that game, but it's still a tough chore to beat this team twice in a row. It's going to be a tough chore.
It is, and today, if there's one thing that you don't have to be concerned about, I know that fans are, and we in the media are, there is no hangover.
Let me tell you, none.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Zero.
This is a resilient team. We've seen it all year. They might not win. I'm not saying they're going to go out and kill them.
But it's about executing tonight.
But
it's
they're
nothing.
Not going to go out and say, oh my gosh, we
zero.
Got killed
that
the other
game
day.
Means, they dismissed that game by the time they left the dugout last night.
Yeah,
that game
did.
Was over.
Well,
that's an easy game to dismiss. It is. The game was over so early. They had 2 hours to digest it while the game was still being played.
I think probably the manager didn't put
Emma
it away.
Romine pitched in that.
He hadn't pitched since high school. He had pitched since high school. And you remember that all these guys that are major leaguers were always the best players on
they
their little league.
They were shortstops and pitchers.
Todd Frazier. They were shortstops and pitchers.
Right.
And he was good. He hit 90 on one of those little fastballs that he threw here. And everybody, the Red Sox, I'm not going to embarrass him. Brock Holt wanted the home run, and he knew, and they told him, and he gave him the fastball down the middle.
I'd want it too if
That's
I was
history.
Going for a cycle.
That's history.
Heck with it. It's a game counts. Plus, the idea, and somebody asked me about it today, you know, when do you call the dogs off at a playoff game? Never.
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 It's a playoff game. This isn't a regular season game.
Because
it's a
also,
game.
Both these teams can come back. Yankees have come
Absolutely.
Back from 8-0. Red Sox can beat you in 2 seconds. And
did you find Boone down?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I don't
know how Boone's going to react. I've never seen him in these situations yet. So you thought he was resilient today?
He was fine. Klein? Yes. Yeah. He's very resilient. He's been in this since he was a baby.
No question.
He said he doesn't read the papers and he doesn't listen to talk radio. He said he was getting texts from people. Hang in there. He said, so it must be bad out there, right?
Hey, it always is. It's always bad to the next game.
You know what this is? This is like when this is Girardi, and he didn't call for the replay
it's
in Cleveland.
The same.
And if the Yankees win tonight, no one will remember.
Wonderful.
Then everything will be wonderful.
That's
and it's all even, and we all go to Boston.
Hey, one thing you know about these series, you know what? Next game is completely different. It always is. Next thing, now the pressure will be back on the Red Sox as they go home for game 5. And that's what these series are about. One game, and that's it.
That's it.
This will be a great game tonight. It'll be a fun. The stadium will be rocking.
Be fun.
You know, the one thing that's always terrible. I always, you know, in the old days, and you don't get them anymore because they don't allow it in the stadium. It's a different world now. In the old days, when you get a game like last night, you would have got 30 fights in the game. You would have got drunk, and then you would have got the yelling. They would have been yelling at each other. And when games broke open in the old days,
yes,
there would be brawls in every section. They don't allow those anymore.
Well,
especially you can't drink in that anymore.
Not even that. These are not, listen to when the Red Sox are introduced. They don't know who to boo. They know who Mookie is, and they know who JD, they don't know who anybody else is.
In the old days, there would have been 20 brawls last night.
But no, they don't do that. These are both very likable teams.
Yep.
The first game, when they were going in Fenway Park, let's go Yankees, or let's go Red Sox, let's go Yankees, instead of let's go Red Sox, Yankees, you know what.
Right.
And I said, this is a very civil crowd. I mean, and it happened here too. This is not like the old days. This is, because the guys don't hate each other. CeCe and Mookie Betts are very close friends.
Yeah. It has changed.
In the old days, I always tell people.
Even with Pedro, used to make it fun.
That was.
Yeah,
Pedro and all
head,
that stuff.
The whole thing,
The great story, Joe Girardi, Pedro told this story to Joe Girardi on MLB. I never heard this story. Pedro and Bernie are very good friends. Bernie, Pedro said, was a peeker. Used to sit and take, and he would yell in Spanish, if you do this again, I'm going to hit you. And Bernie would do it again, and he'd hit him. And Bernie would yell, and it was all in Spanish. And they were all smiling. And he said, what are you hitting me for? And he said, I told you not to peek. I sat and listened to him talk these stories. And but you don't do that anymore. You can't do that anymore.
How about CeCe telling the story yesterday, which I had never heard before, where he said he was pitching his first playoff game. And the first inning, he had a shaky inning. And he went in and he said, Robbie Alomar said to him, don't shake off the catcher another time the rest of the game, because I'm calling the game from second base, and you don't shake him off because I'm calling the game. And he said they won 17-2. And he said Robbie Alomar called every pitch from second base. He flashed it to the catcher, and that was it. And they called every pitch from second
base.
There
were so many things. Remember the game? Mickey called stuff from center field, and Yogi was just saying Mickey to Whitey Ford.
Yes.
And he was just, Mickey told that story all the time. Yogi told that story.
He used to tell him
to
throw a spitter.
They used to
give him the signal when to throw a spitter.
There was, you know, and it's different also now. When Carlton Fisk was with the White Sox, and that whole group came up, Jack McDowell, that whole group in that group, he shook him up in the first, and Carlton Fisk took his mask off and walked out, put his mask down, and I am told that he said, don't you ever shake me off ever again.
I'm
and
sure.
McDowell said, yes, Mr. Fisk, I'll never do it again. And, of course, they won the game quite handily.
I tell you, Fisk is a great star. I did a thing with Fisk at this Boston Yankee thing. He told the best stories. What a storyteller. He's got great stories.
He
really does. So, you know what? I know this is old hat, but it's still fun. You know that? It's still fun when you get these nights. I don't care. You know what? It's a million times, and in recent years, we haven't had them that many times. These kind of pressure cooker nights where from the first pitch, you can hear it in the stadium, and the place is crazy. These games are still fun. These are like the ones you want. Where there's tension, where there's intensity. That's what you get from the stadium.
There really are, and you will find with everybody, players and media and broadcasters, you know, we've done every single inning of every single game. You're worn out, but you're not. It's something happens when the postseason starts.
It's fun.
It absolutely is fun. It's a lot more fun if it's not 16-1.
Listen, those you lose, it happens. Thanks for coming
on. Okay, Mike, thanks for having me.
We'll see Susan tonight with John on the game. I'll take you right up until their pregame.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.